Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and you're about to listen to another episode of Trek Since Sci-Fi, your bi-weekly, bi-monthly. Why do I always do that? It's twice every 2 weeks, Trek Since Sci-Fi. It is October 13th, 2024, and this is show 945. And so, for those who have been listening to the last few episodes, I've had this thing called thyroiditis, and I went to a doctor appointment a couple of days ago, well, last Thursday, and it's Sunday now, and I'm much improved. I mean, it's basically going away, or is, I'd say, 90%, 95% gone, you know, so yeah, feeling a lot better. Thank goodness that was 2 months of blech. And, yeah, I'm back. I had a few ideas for this week, but I think it's going to be just a shorter show. I've got a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of chores and things going on and stuff to do. So, probably just sort of what I call a grab bag show. Talk about some latest things that I've been watching, just chit chat for you guys to listen to. Nothing heavy, nothing major. Yeah, I got a special treat for you though. Rick Moyer and his son Nathan did an AI. Everybody's anti-AI, it seems. Well, not everybody. I'm not. I think it has its uses. They did an AI song for me. You know, Rick Moyer has done a lot of great music and songs for me over the years, and they did a new one. I'm going to play it probably about midway on the show. It's really fun, really great, and I really thank Rick and Nathan for doing that. You guys are fantastic. I want to kind of know how you did it, and I also kind of don't want to know because I feel like I'll get pulled in and try to do that myself, but just one more thing I don't have time for. Anyway, let's do this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast.
Scotty, beat me up.
Fascinating.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
All right, I am back, and really back. I keep joking with Lynn, my wife, you know, as I've been feeling better over the last, good last couple of weeks at least, and maybe even more than that, 2 to 3 weeks, it's been improving. I think the last time when I recorded 2 weeks ago, I was still having to stop a fair amount, a little cough. My voice is still, I feel like it's still not as strong as it, you know, it needs to be or was. It's pretty good. I haven't really talked like for an hour doing a show, and I'm probably not going to do an hour show anyway today. So, but it's good. It's a lot better. I'll tell you what though, and not to get into, you know, it's sort of a political topic, or at least these days with the election coming up in the U.S. But I've been really fortunate over the years. I think when I, you know, had the thyroid thing happen, I was like, I've been very healthy, knock on wood, knock, knock. I don't want to knock too loud because the dog will freak out and think somebody's at the door. So, but man, the medical, I would say it's been, you know, it hasn't been too complex for me. You know, and I thought I had pretty good medical insurance, but until you start having to use it, here's a little, you know, shocker, but man, I let's just say my out-of-pocket was a little bit more out-of-pocket than I wanted, but I've been fortunate. Like I said, I haven't really had anything much except for the occasional, you know, cold or flu, not really even the flu very much. I really get a cold and a couple of bouts of COVID a couple of years ago or whatever. But the, but anyway, yeah, so I've been lucky. So I guess if you look at all the time, but it's, I don't know, medical insurance just seems like a scam. It just seems like such a ripoff. I mean, all the money that's been poured into it and the little bit that I've used, it's the same thing like car insurance. It's, I mean, those places need to make their money, I know, but it seems, I don't even want to, I should probably stop, but to profit as much as last thing off people's, you know, problems with, you know, health is, I mean, it's a little, honestly, with some of the money some of these companies make, it's a little obscene slightly. I mean, it's, I don't know what the answer is. I've got no answer. Even when countries and places say they have, oh, you know, these countries, especially Europe, Canada has this, and I'm not really saying one is better than the other right now, but you know, the, oh, we have national health care, we don't pay for anything. I'm like, you do pay for it. You pay for it through, you know, how much taxes the countries take out of your pay. So it's not free. All right, I got to get off this soapbox. But anyway, point is, the real point is, I feel a lot better, and that's the main thing. And thank goodness. Yeah, so let's talk sci-fi. Let's talk Star Trek, Star Wars. What's going on with Star Wars? I've already talked plenty about The Acolyte, and it's in a weird flux state right now. I mean, is that Rey movie even still happening? I think it is. Are they filming it? I mean, there's been no talk at all. Are they going to cancel it? I've seen some things. I don't know. I know nothing, and I do a podcast, and I should try to do some more. But we've got so little news, and then they've got, what's it called, Skeleton Crew? Which is a kind of a weird name still. I don't know if it'll mean something in the show, but that's December, right? I call it Star Wars meets Goonies, at least based on the trailer. That's what it seems like. But that should be a fun little show. It's not going to probably be anything super serious, which is fine. Star Wars, you know, has traditionally been, I even argued for this, I think, a little bit on a few podcasts back, that it's become kind of too serious, really. Convalescence, or when, you know, I was watching a lot of comfort movies. I really should have watched the first Star Wars, you know, as in Episode 4. I call it the first Star Wars movie. But that movie is just the most fun, feel-good of any of them, by far, you know. I mean, I love Empire Strikes Back. It's deeper. It's so well done. I watched that one. But they, I don't know. I think they could make things like that if they wanted to. But it's just become, I don't know. And I know everybody thinks that everything Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel, Disney, you know, is got an agenda. And is there a little bit of that? Possibly. But the truth of it is, again, good characters, good story and stuff like that, and make it fun. Who said that recently? I forget who said that. I think it was somebody in the Star Wars world, I think, you know, basically said, go back and let's make things fun again. I think that was, I can't remember the story, probably Variety or something like that, but, I'm going to get some tea. Pause. Real quick pause. But anywho, yeah. So that's the thing about Star Wars. I still haven't watched the last couple of those Lego Star Wars things, the recent ones they did. I mean, they're cute and all. I watched one, and then I watched another one a few weeks after that one, and I haven't gotten back and watched the other couple. Yeah. I will. There's some pretty good stuff to watch. And here comes Doggy, because she hears me talking and she's like, who are you talking to? I probably have to lock her out of the Rico cave here. We'll see if she starts to hound me. Get it? Bug me. You know, when I talk on the phone for work, she does this. She'll be in any part of the house and she'll come running. And then, you know, why aren't you paying attention? But now she seems to be just laying down here. So hopefully... I wish she would, you know, be okay with that. What was I talking about? Star Wars stuff. So, yeah. And then Star Trek. We've got Lower Decks starting in just about a week and a half. I think it's either the 23rd or the 24th. I want to say it's the 24th, because wasn't Trek mostly on Thursday? It's been a while since we've had a Trek show. You know, the last thing we had really to watch for Trek was Prodigy, which is on Netflix, which... I did a show about that 2 weeks ago, so you guys all should be watching. If you haven't watched Prodigy on Netflix, watch it. And then, you know, they've moved like a lot of the Star Trek off Paramount Plus, you know, the movies and stuff. It's just weird when these shows that are kind of what I consider glued to a network and then they move them to another somewhere else or just they're gone for a while. I don't understand it. It's so weird when that happens. I just don't get it. I don't know why it's and it's not like this. It happens a lot. By the way, speaking of streaming services, I'm sort of trying to save a little money and combine my things. You know, they have a, let's see, it's Disney, Hulu, and Max combo deal. Because my Disney subscription is coming up. I canceled my Hulu Max temporarily, more or less, to just get this triple thing for a cheaper price. I think it's going to save me, like $10 a month or something like that. But to switch to that, I don't really watch much on Hulu. I do watch things on Max. We could jump in and talk about that, right? The Penguin series, that's the current thing that I'm watching. That show, I mean, if Colin Farrell does not get some kind of an award, he is inhabiting the Penguin character. I mean, it's really well done. I enjoyed the Gotham series when that was on, Fox. I really enjoyed that. You know, you never had Batman, but it was kind of like, you know, when Batman was a boy, and so he's not out being Batman. And it was about the other kind of the beginnings of some of the villains a little bit and stuff like that. Oh, I think Puppy's winding up here. But so if you hear something. But yeah, so it's a great show, though, The Penguin. It's very violent, and there's language, of course. So, you know, this is an adult show. This is not a, hey, kids, let's watch Batman, you know, or The Penguin. And no, it's not for little kids. But yeah, it's really good on Max. I'm really enjoying that a lot. So I'm going to pause and give Puppy a little attention for a minute. I'll be right back, and we'll talk about some other current stuff I'm watching. Be right back. Yeah, all right. So got her upstairs, threw a little treat up there, and then, you know, shut the basement door. Have we talked about that I've been, Lynn and I, my wife and I, have been looking to move houses and things? It's an impossible task. Impossible. We thought we were potentially going to build, and then we went to look at the style house. I'm jumping. Lynn always says I have a ping pong brain that I jump topics, but it's just I have a lot of things going on up there. But yeah, the house we ended up looking at, we were able to look at a done one. There was a couple that had built one and been in it for a few months, and we went and saw it earlier this past week. And we weren't really all that thrilled by it when we saw it in three dimensions instead of a floor plan. So kind of back to square one. You know, we've looked at some pre-existing houses, and nothing's been right, and this one wasn't right. So yeah, I don't know. I'd still like to move. I'd still like to get a little closer to where my kids live, which they're not that far. And then just get a different style house and a bigger basement. But yeah, we'll see. All right, let's go back to other stuff I'm watching. Blah, 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 blah. Talked about The Penguin. Oh, the other one going on right now is Agatha All Along, right? Agatha Harkness, Catherine Hahn. You know, the show, it's okay. It's not blowing me away. It's obviously done on a lower budget, and Marvel announced that. And I don't think that's it's not changing the story. But they have these episodes. They're doing this Witch's Road thing, and then they have an episode. They go to a certain place. They have to solve kind of a little bit of a thing, and then it's sort of rinse repeat. It's a little, I don't know. It's missing a little something. I was really liking it at first, the first few episodes, and I'm not liking it, you know. But it's we'll see. I don't know how many episodes they're gonna do. I don't think there's that many more, but The pacing is also a little funny on everything. And I've said pacing on modern television shows is not good anymore. They save everything until the last episode or two. I don't feel like it's kind of like when you read a book or even a comic, they're paced much better. And I know part of that is they want to keep people, you know, engaged, you know, so they'll stay to the end. That's not really keeping people engaged, though. It gives them more of an opportunity to turn it off, I think, if you pace it that. If it's kind of like, I'll bring this topic up that I've said a few times over the years on the podcast, the Wheel of Time book series, where the middle of that series, and I've not finished it, I'll admit, but it just starts to be meander and nothing really is happening. I'll give you another couple of examples more appropriate. There was this show, called Chaos, right? It's this Greek mythology thing with Jeff Goldblum, which I really liked the first couple of episodes, but then, I don't know, I started to kind of like, eh. And then I just found out that they're not doing a second season of it. So I think you've got to keep a show very moving along and very interesting and keep people engaged, or else they're going to, you know, watch a couple of episodes and stop. Now, I've got a weird theory about Netflix that I was thinking about. You know, they're not just Netflix, but like Amazon Prime even. They're and this is nothing, no big epiphany, but there are some shows that even before they release, they're doing this with Strange New Worlds, right? And I got to get back in it. You know, I kind of got sidetracked. I was talking about Lower Decks. I'm excited about Lower Decks coming back, obviously, in a week and a half or so. But Strange New Worlds, we haven't seen season 3 yet. They haven't even announced when they're going to release it. And they've already, you know, said we're doing a season 4 and it's going to start filming in early 2025. So, and then there's this Reacher show on Amazon Prime Video, whatever you call it, that we haven't gotten in the third season of that. And they also just announced they're doing a season 4. Now, I know why they're doing this. They want people to watch the new season. Like they know that people, if they know a show is going to be canceled or is in danger of being canceled, they're going to tune out. But here's the funny thing about it. Where do ratings come into play? Like, I guess I feel like these streaming services and networks have some preferential, like, oh, I guess we all love Reacher, so we're going to do another season. We don't care how season 3 goes over. Maybe it's not good. Maybe it doesn't get good ratings. Same thing with Strange New Worlds, right? You know, although I love that show. So, by the way, I just ordered that or pre-ordered that Factory Entertainment Strange New Worlds phaser. It's expensive, but I couldn't resist. So save my pennies until when the pre-order comes in. But these announcements of another season coming, when Doctor Who just did it too as well, with that with the new Doctor, you know, they haven't done a season 2 or series 2 or whatever you guys call it over there. Is a new Doctor start the series numbering over again? I don't even know how that works. But they said they're going to start filming a new whatever run of episodes in early 2025. And for series 3, whatever, season 3, whatever it is. But we haven't seen number 2 yet with this new Doctor. So, like, okay. And for long-running shows, for franchise things, I guess I sort of understand that. I've been watching, I still have a couple of episodes left, Orphan Black Echoes, right? That's the colon Echoes, whatever. I've been watching that mostly because I really like Kristen Ritter, truthfully. I think she's great in everything I've ever seen her in. And the show's pretty good, and I just read that they canceled it. It's only getting the one season, so things aren't probably going to finish and be resolved. I'll finish the show. I've only got a couple episodes left, but it's just weird about, I don't know, it's just weird. Back to Agatha All Along. I see how I jump around? Yeah, ping pong. And then I'm going to take a pause here in a minute and play the Rick and Nathan Moyer song. Yeah, Agatha All Along, it's good. There was a pretty dramatic thing that happened a couple of things that happened in the latest episode. I'm not going to spoil anything. It's a fun show to watch at this time of the year because, you know, of Halloween and stuff. But yeah, I am liking it. If I was giving it a grade, if I was a teacher, I'd give it about a B minus or something like that. I mean, I think the actors are fantastic, especially Catherine Hahn. I think she just seems like she's having a great time. But there's just it's a little bit needing more. It needs something more. We'll see how it ends up. Like Loki, season one and season two, especially season two. I love that show. I thought that show had, you know, so much going on. It was just great all along. Like every episode, I just ate it up. That's what I want. But all right, let's take a break. Here, brought to you. I forget what they called this. I'm sorry. I'll look it up while it's playing, and then I'll tell you the title at the end. But here's the Rick and Nathan Moyer AI Rico song. All about me and my podcast. So here you go, and take it away, guys.
Space and time, he talks and we believe. With every word, a new world in our hearts he weaves.
Ringo's voice in the airwaves, traveling stars in the night, starfire dreams and fantasies, burning geeky lies.
Oh, that is so good. I thanks so much again, you guys. It's called Rico's Sci-Fi Ballad. I love it. You worked all kinds of things into it, and I really appreciate it. I don't know how long that took, but yeah, it's great. Thanks so much. Really, really fun. Love it. All right, let us switch talking about some other things that I've been watching and doing. Last night I finally watched, cause it's on, pay-per-view thing, whatever you call it, on demand. I watched Beetlejuice. Oh, I can't say it a third time, right? That would be bad. You know, I really liked it a lot and it kind of surprised me. It's definitely kind of got a retro feel. I just thought it was really fun and you know, it was like I was saying earlier about bringing the fun back to movies. I think I said a couple of recently, I don't know, at some point, I forget what I say on what podcasts. Don't have that kind of brain, never probably have. But, I want to go back and watch the original because I was never a big, huge fan of that movie. I don't even know if I've seen the original. Maybe I only saw it when it came out. I think I've seen it again since then. But yeah, I don't know. This one, I mean, it's not... You certainly, you know, the characters are back, a lot of, you know, some of the characters that were in, and there's new characters, of course. Jenna Ortega is in it, she's about 78 or 80% Wednesday Addams in this Like, you know, there's a lot of that part of her personality in here, but she's fun to watch. And Winona Ryder was great. Very, very fun. Just a fun movie, you know, really. And Michael Keaton, you know, he just looks like he's having a ball. Michael Keaton, he just, you know, he's kind of got a renaissance going over the last, you know, dozen or more years or something like that. I mean, there was a period of time there where he wasn't doing much. And I read an article. I think it was just he pulled away from things a bit to you know, be with his family and just probably when his kids were younger. I don't really know how many kids he has and all that kind of stuff. But basically he and now he's, you know, I'm sure the kids are all grown and gone and he's doing a lot of stuff. He did the Flash movie, which I thought he was great in. He brought the character Batman back. You know, he played Batman again in that. So, yeah, but Beetlejuice. Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's very tight. It moves quick. It's not overly long. Great music, just great look. Tim Burton did a great job. And yeah, and it's a very, again, it's a very retro feel to it. And so I think you can do that kind of a movie, you know, these days and not, you know, not make it look old, but still be fun. I don't know how it did at the box office. I mean, it doesn't, it's hard to say. I don't think it's probably, it doesn't look like a huge budget movie. I mean, everything, it seems like if you blink three times, it's a $100 million movie, you know, no matter what. It's probably somewhere in that, or maybe more. But yeah, it's really good, really fun. And, it's a good movie for this time of year too, cause it's set around Halloween. October's a great month for watching, you know, a lot of kinds of movies and TV shows, because, you know, Halloween, it's the same thing with Christmas, right? There's a ton of, I think we need like, independent, well, we do have an Independence Day movie, but it's not anything to do with, well, I guess it is a little bit to do with the U.S. Independence Day in July, but we need more holiday themed movies. Well, you know, don't tell the Hallmark Channel. What did I read? They're gonna do like, I don't know, a few hundred holiday movies. Oh my gosh, I don't know how many. That's it's probably not a few hundred, but it's a lot. And they churn those out every year too. So, yeah. So anyway, I can't wait till it comes on demand streaming or something, but I still really want to see the Alien Romulus movie that I missed in the theater. Just came out at a bad time for me. That's when I really started to get the thyroid thing and I was just so tired. It was like, I would probably go to the movies and I'd fall asleep. And, does anybody do that? I know sometimes you see people do that, but, it's only been once or twice, and it was probably when I was tired or not feeling well or both. But, you know, it's funny when I've been at theaters. I haven't seen it in a while. I used to see it more often, but I haven't seen it in a while. I think it's because the sound in theaters is so loud these days. It's so, I don't know how sometimes you could fall asleep. I mean, usually, especially the kind of movies that I go see, I don't know if you could fall asleep in one of those movies, really. I see that there's an animated Lara Croft series on Netflix with Hayley Atwell. She's the voice of Lara Croft, you know, and yeah, so that looks good. That should be fun. Did I hear they were going to do another live-action Lara Croft movie? I thought that they were going to. But, you know, who knows? I thought the last one was okay. I thought, I don't know how you say her last name, Alicia Vikander or something or the other. I thought she was okay. She certainly looked the part, especially the more modern or more recent Lara Croft and the way she looks in the more recent video games of Lara. But yeah, I'll have to check that out. That's on Netflix. That started up. What else did I want to talk about of what I've been watching or what's on? I'm still watching Yellowstone, not sci-fi, but man, that show. I'm almost done with the third season. Then it'll be on to season 4. I would really hoped that I could finish it out before I think it's season 7, which is the last season. I think it comes out in November, but I don't think I'm going to make it. I got, you know, I'll be halfway. I probably watched the last episode of season 3 later today. And then I'll have 4, 5, and 6 to watch, which is, I think, probably about 30 episodes, like 10 episodes a season. And even if I watch one a day, which I haven't really been hitting one a day. I'm maybe 5 a week. I miss a couple of days usually, but anyway, yeah, that show, it just still has its hooks in me. Not sci-fi again, but Kevin Costner is just so good, and the show is just so, it just draws you in, at least for me. I don't know, maybe some other people watched it and never really got, you know, into it, but I like it. And it's ridiculous, though, truthfully. I mean, it's as a ridiculous of a show in reality in terms of what they do on there as a Star Trek show. And I don't mean ridiculous as in, it's just, you know, it's removed from reality. You know, those are the kind of shows that I like. So yeah, that's got, you know, that going. What else? I don't know. I'm going to take a quick pause here. Probably won't even put any kind of bumper in or anything like that. Let me gather my thoughts, get a drink of tea, and then I'll come back and wrap up the podcast. All right. Yeah. There's a little bit longer of a pause. I don't know. I could edit that out a little bit. The other thing I want to talk about for those in, well, I don't know, lots of parts of the world, I think, but definitely here in North America, especially in the northern states, but even some states that aren't really all that north. But a few nights ago, we could really see the northern lights here. Super cool. I put a few pictures up on my personal Facebook. By the way, I guess I haven't said this maybe in a long time. I don't really, if you send me a friend request, if you're just somebody who casually listens to the podcast, or whoever, or whatever. I don't really friend. If I get to know you a little bit, like if you're you know, one of the regulars on the Facebook, the Treks and Sci-Fi Facebook group, I'll maybe friend you back. But the personal thing, you know, I don't want to, like, I know there are some podcasters out there that like refriend back everybody, but nah, I don't want to do that. So anyway, because there's an election coming and. Some of you may not like the way I'm voting, but let's just say it's going to be for a woman. Okay. Did I say that on the podcast? Woo. Anyway. Yeah, she needs to win and she will win. That is my prediction here on October 13th, 2024, please. Anyway. All right. Enough about that. But no, Northern Lights were just fantastic. I mean, you could see it a bit with your naked eye, but when you just did an iPhone and did like a, I don't know, what was it, a few second exposure, something like that, it really showed up pink and blue and green. Again, I put some on, and they're all over the internet, I don't know. I know my wife, Lynn, saw some people posting things from other countries. So I don't think it was just only here in North America, but we had also the big thing for Michigan that evening. Was it Thursday night? I think it was Thursday night or Friday. Thursday. I don't know. It was super clear out. We get so much cloud cover in Michigan. We have in the depths of winter, like on a January or February night, it can be super clear. And sometimes during the summer, although the summer is truthfully a little more problematic for that, because we're always seem to be getting some wispy clouds even at night. It can be a clear day and then some clouds move in overnight. It has to do with temperature changes. The other thing that goes on here is we have a lot of water around Michigan. The Great Lakes, you've heard of those? And that puts a lot of moisture into the air, which that's what clouds are. So you can figure that out. Anyway, it was really, really cool. Lynn wants to go somewhere like, you know, Scandinavia, where they apparently see the northern lights like every night, it seems like, and crazy, crazy views of them. So maybe one day. So we'll see. All right, folks, like I said, just a casual little podcast. Wanted to talk about a few things. The next show, I'm going to try hard. We'll see if I can put it together. No promises. I'm going to do some kind of in 2 weeks. I usually do a video cast, but here's my excuse. In about 2 weeks or so, my oldest son and his family, you know, his kids and my grandkids and his wife, they're moving to a new home, and we're going to be kind of busy helping them out. So it's going to be a little tricky to try to do a video podcast or a vidcast for before Halloween this year. We'll see. Maybe I can squeeze one in before all that chaos starts. But we're going to need to be helping them some on that. So it may just be an audio show, but it'll be some kind of Halloween thing in 2 weeks for you guys to listen to or watch. We'll see. Maybe I can get a video one done. But that's about it, I think. Yeah. Let's say goodbye. 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 Do you remember at the end of Close Encounters where the little kid says, goodbye. Goodbye. You can hear it. I think you can even hear it on the Close Encounters of the Third Kind soundtrack. I used to play that quite a bit. All right. I'm out of here. Everyone, I hope you're healthy. Stay healthy. Do whatever you can to stay healthy. Stay away from bad things for you. You know, I know, hey, I had popcorn last night. It's probably not the best thing for you, but I was watching Beetlejuice. Oh, I did say it 3 times. All right, everyone, take care of yourselves. And I'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Bye.
This has been a Rico Dosti podcast production.